John chapter 3, verse 16, boys and girls, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I have no doubt, children, that you know this verse by heart in your memory and are able to recite it, and that's good, because this is a wonderful verse. It gives the essence of the gospel in a nutshell. It summarizes the whole Bible, the whole Word of God, and it describes the gospel in just a few phrases. And it's so very, very important. And it's the kind of verse, if you hadn't got much time to tell sinners about the way of salvation, it's the kind of verse that you would use to tell them in great urgency in the light of brevity of time. So this is a verse that every gospel preacher will come to sinners with. And I want to tell you a story of such an urgency. Whenever a minister had just about enough time to point a man to this verse and a few other gospel texts beside it. It's a story of a minister in Scotland. And this was many years ago. There were no cars in those days. Pastors in those days had to walk to visit their flock. Or maybe some of them could afford a horse and had a horse and would do it. But this minister didn't have a horse. He just walked to his flock. And in those times, not everybody lived near the church, around the church. Some of them could be several miles distance in a parish. And of course, along a coastal route is difficult. It's hard. So it takes a few hours walking between people that you're visiting on the coast. And this minister was doing visitation that day. He's walking up to parts of his flock and he visited some. And then he was making his way along the coast to visit the next parishioner. Storm, he could see the dark clouds coming across the sea. He knew a storm was coming. And what he did was he saw an old barn and he went into the barn to shelter from the storm. And he just reached it just in time. The deluge came, the rain poured down. And he got into the barn and to his surprise, he found it wasn't empty. There were men in it. And they were rough-looking men. They were criminals. They were smugglers working along the coast. And this was their den and their hideout. There was a bit of a bad atmosphere for a while. He didn't know what to expect. He didn't want to go back out into the rain. And then one of the men came to him and says to him, "Are you a minister of the gospel?" And he said, "Yes, yes, I am," he says. He says, "One of our colleagues, one of our friends is up in the loft. And he's dying. He hasn't got long to live. We're sure of that. Would it be possible for you to go and have a word of prayer with him and to pray with him?" And of course, the minister was very happy to do that. And he climbed up the ladder and he got into the loft. And there was an old stool there. He pulled it over beside the man who was lying on some straw or hay. And he talked to him and he says, "You know, we've never met before. And I can see that you're not going to be here long on the earth either. What I'm about to say to you now, I'm saying to you as one who won't see you again until the day of judgment. Will you believe what I tell you?" he says. "If I had medicine in my pocket and I took it out of my pocket and I give it to you and I says that it would heal you, would you take that medicine?" He said, "I would, I surely would." Well, he says, "I haven't got such medicine, but I have the Bible and I have a message. A message of salvation, a message of healing for your soul, a message that will allow you to go into eternity right with God." And he read some gospel scriptures about the Lord Jesus able to save to the uttermost. "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Things like that. But particularly John chapter 3, verse 16. He told them about God's love and about their Saviour and about the need for faith in Christ and how a man could be right with God through simple faith in a Redeemer. And you know, that minister witnessed a change coming across the man's face, even though he was at death's door. He could see a brightness and he knew there was faith. He knew there was something happening. And he knew that that man was taking hold of the promise He wasn't able to talk long after that because the man just expired practically within moments of that brightness, that radiance that came across his faith. But the minister did believe that he was made right with God, that he took the promise, that he received the promise, and that he believed in the Redeemer. He had faith in Christ, even at that last hour. And so that's a wonderful story of grace. What a timely thing that was. Imagine God sending a storm and causing you to go into the barn, and there men are, rough men, and there's a poor sinner up there who's dying. I mean, only God could do that, couldn't he? Just lead the minister to the right place, at the right time, with the right word. So God was in it. And the Spirit of the Lord was working, no doubt, in the man's heart. And like the dying thief, he came to faith in Christ. Isn't God so good? Even at the last hour, the last minute. He's so rich in mercy. He's so long-suffering, so patient. He's a God of great love. And we bless him and we worship him. And we thank him for his Son, Jesus Christ. Let us pray.